On August 14th, Mark Cooper, or as his fans knew him, Coop, passed away. Coop was the local morning guy up here. He had a show that was much different than a wacky zoo. He had a lot of opinions. It was funny. He had a very distinctive voice. He was beloved by a lot of his fans. And more importantly, he was just a very generous and gracious man. And he extended this generosity and graciousness to myself and Joe Curry. He actually invited me to be part of his morning show on a monthly occurrence. And what follows is the first time that Joe Curry and myself joined his morning show, Waking Up with Coop and Robin. I hope you guys enjoy listening to this as much as Joe and I enjoyed being there and doing this.
People, you're home of rock and roll, 101.5 WPDH. Good morning to you. We're looking for a high today in the low 70s.
Yeah, about 74 for the high today, with some showers to start the day, some isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, and some possible sunshine, too.
Now, comedian Davin Rosenblatt joins us in studio, and your partner over here?
Joe Curry.
Joe Curry. And you guys have an internet radio show?
Called Davin's Den, yes.
When does the podcast drop?
We go live. We're on live, so people call in instant chat every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 9:30 Eastern. So you go to my website, davincomedy.com, click on one of our affiliates, and then we put it on iTunes and Android and Pod Almighty and Stitcher the next day.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can listen. Oh, you can listen on my website.
You get a lot of comics and stuff like that as guests?
No.
No, really?
Well, first, we specifically don't do that for a reason, because so many
guys are doing it.
Exactly.
I'm wondering, like, yes.
We do more of a show like you do. We do a general talk show. Our goal is to get on radio. We started on terrestrial radio. Then we went to Anthony's compound.
Okay.
And we did the show out of his studio. And now we're doing it out of my place. But our goal is to get back on the fine people here with Cumulus or or Sirius XM. yes, indeed.
Is this an audition for Cumulus?
This is whatever it needs to be.
All right, now we were just having a conversation off air. We were talking about you have a hobby of scamming the scammers, and it's something
that
you use on your show.
Yes. It turned into that. It was never my goal to be involved in this type of hijinks, but I was sitting home one day on Facebook, and I got a friend request from somebody I don't know. It seemed like a pretty young lady. And I went on her friend's list, and she had a bunch of comics, so I figured, you know, Rich is a comic, I'm a comic. You know, maybe it's a comedy, a groupie or
was
something.
Was I one of her friends? No.
No, yeah. She had taste.
And you're a married guy, but you're still not above talking to a groupie.
Exactly.
Getting naked pictures from some strange chick.
Well, no. I'm not above.
But
if it's a fan, I want it to be nice. Because I don't like to be a jerk unless I just said something to jerky to Rich, but that's because I really like Rich. So that's why if I don't like somebody, you know.
Yeah.
But she started chatting with me, and within a couple minutes, I noticed something was amiss. She graduated from Hawaii University, but she was in high school in the Benin Republic at the age of 30, or so her story would have me believe. So that was a little.
So that goes by what you say, Coop. Is that this story is so ridiculous?
There's actually a philosophy that the scammers use they're looking for people who are just so gullible that they don't put together the flaws and stuff like that. And they figure by making it ridiculous, if somebody stays with it, they're much more likely to follow through. Whereas if you try to be extra believable and you really try and sell it, then eventually people go, nah, this can't be.
Well, we've actually seen it run the gamut. There was this first scammer, Flory, who was completely absurd, who we had a lot of fun with. But we just interviewed on our radio show somebody who had been scammed, and she was talking to somebody who she thought was in the military. They use a lot of soldiers' IDs and everything. And this guy was actually telling her things that were going to happen a couple of days before they happened, before they were reported in the media, like things that would happen strategically as far as the military. And this guy had great English and everything, and was traced to, I think he had connections to California. Is that correct, Joe?
Yes.
Connections to California and everything. So this guy was ultra believable. So it does run the gamut. But they are trying to pick on people that are naive, mostly lonely, though.
Yeah, lonely is the biggest thing.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you see these scams, like I knew a guy who, like, literally was ready to send this chick from Nigeria who was gorgeous.
There always are, because it's not them.
And, you know, not to sound racist, but you get a picture of a really hot white chick from Nigeria.
Red
she doesn't
flag.
Exist.
Well, you know, it's funny you say it, because a lot of times they use models or adult film stars, or a lot of the male, or a lot of times when they're trying to get females, they use soldiers. There's a couple of websites where you can actually Google, where you can actually search.
Well, you can Google, you know, if you do a copy image and then you
Google images,
and Google images, you'll find and other places where that image pops up.
And tineye.com is another one, but it doesn't always pop up, because sometimes they'll steal, you know, somebody, just a regular person's picture, and you don't know. That's what actually this girl did. I really had to do a lot of research to find a picture that was kind of like her. This first
one. So now, when you heard the whole Mancy Teo thing,
mm-hmm.
what did you think?
Well, I mean, we'd already been immersed as a show in it for a year, so I had a lot more compassion for the guy than I would have. I felt bad for the guy, and I felt like, you know, the story is you're both in the United States, where most of these online stories, the person's in Africa. So if you're both in the United States, you're a big football player, how are you not meeting up somewhere? How are you at least not going on Skype?
And she's a student at Stanford, and you play a game there every year.
Yeah.
And she just can't be there for your game, and she loves you, and the whole...
It's a little fishy. It is a red flag, but I think the guy just got fooled. I genuinely, because why would he say this if he didn't get fooled? He looks like a big rube. There's no reason for
it. No, he looks like a buffoon. Yeah, yeah. But and it's interesting, because we were talking off air, because I have a very good friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
Joel Lindley,
right,
who does a lot of phony phone calls. He did Trucker Clock, El Conquistador, and stuff like that. And he does Scamming the Scammers, and I asked if you knew him, and you guys have actually collaborated.
Joel and I we did not collaborate on a Nigerian or African scammer. We collaborated with somebody who's very, very bad in the comedy industry. Joel and I had a week together where we were working, and we had some free time on our hands.
You scammed another comic?
No, not a comic. We would never do that to a comic. There's a certain amount of respect.
Oh, Booker.
I'm not so
kidding.
No one's listening. Say
what happens if a kissy stays? What happens
if a kissy? And you're sworn to see. Yes, it's a pretty well known story. But Joel made me swear I would never speak. If you get Joel in here. Tell Joel that you were talking to me.
Well, we sent
them to go someplace very far away, and the proposal that they were going to get this beautiful room to book, and they'd get a hotel room and everything. It was about 6 hours away. That never really happened. They
made
went there
them
for
drive
nothing.
All that way and everything.
We most certainly did.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well,
that's an ass kicking offense.
Well, this person deserved it, but I won't say who it is, I won't say when it was, I won't say where it was.
Wait just a minute.
You're quiet, you. You can talk to Joel about it.
I will.
But,
is that the weekend you went to Montreal?
I went to Pittsburgh.
See, I wouldn't do that to Rich, though, because Rich, first of all, Rich is a very nice person.
Yeah, Rich is a good guy.
And Rich is a comic. I would not do that. So Rich has two reasons why I would never do it. Now, if you're a jerk.
And a vulture.
And a vulture and just take pleasure out of making people miserable like the scammers do, well, then game's on. And that's kind of what Joel does, too. I don't really think Joel goes after the innocent people.
No. As a matter of fact, I was telling the story earlier, but one of my favorites is he's got a great tape of him pretending he's in the airport in Lagos and running these guys back and forth.
That's awesome.
From the arrivals down to baggage claim, back up to arrivals, down to baggage claim, out front to the cab stand, back into the restaurant, all these different places. And finally, after about 40 minutes of this stuff going on, they're like, "You're not here." And they start yelling at him, "We're going to get you. We know who you are." And apparently, like, because they're called 409 scams, right?
419.
419.
Because of the penal code.
But there's really no penalty in Nigeria for, because they still have internet cafes there.
Well, they have that all over Western Africa. You have to understand something, that these are very poor nations, and the governments can't supply jobs for a lot of these people. So I know in Ghana, one of the countries we deal with a lot, there's 30% unemployment. So they could either turn the blind eye and let them get away with the shenanigans, or have all the focus on the government.
Foreigners that, you know.
Exactly.
It doesn't bother them. Well, that's what's in Somalia, too, with the pirates.
Right.
It's like, go ahead, you know.
Because there's no alternative for them. And also, when we're talking about Ghana, you have to understand, at least in Ghana, and I'm sure it's the same in a lot of these Western African nations, they use this quote-unquote motivation, revenge for slavery. That is actually wanting to get back at the white man. So they call us Mugus. Dumb white people, Westerns, that's what they call us, Mugus. So that's what they call us, that's a Nigerian word, but they all use it in Western Africa.
Well, I know that speaking to Joel, they actually know who he is.
That's not good. But you know what? They know who I am, too.
Yeah.
They know who I am to a degree because they find I don't seek them out. They find me on Facebook. They find me on my real Facebook page. So they see I'm a comedian. They see my name's Davin Rosenblatt, not Splat. Heard you earlier. they see that I'm married. So I have to create extra things. So one time, I told them I was an adult film writer. And I had them creating some adult films for me to help us sell scripts and everything. Obviously, we have to get rid of the wife. So this last time, there's been an ongoing divorce that's just so unbearable. So I have to make up things that are going on. You talked about phone calls. We've called them ourselves. With my first girl, Flory, the one I was originally telling you about, she thought I was on tour with Dice Clay and the Three Stooges because she had no concept of Western culture and everything. So I had her call me.
Well, they're all dead.
I said, well, people call me Big Papa Pump. And I told her that my wife was called Big Pippa Pump. So she wanted $425 to pay her internet and everything. So then I had to have my lawyer take care of it. And I didn't know what Joe was going to say. And Joe, you could tell him what you did. We did this live on the air.
Yeah, we went in and I went wound up speaking with the contact, and I told him that we were willing to make payment, but I needed we were going to pay in 400 drachmas, a sheep, and a farm animal to be named later.
Actually, Joe, you're wrong. It was a yak. It was a yak. It was not a sheep.
Now, well, here, the yak has a lot more street cred. Street value.
Exactly. Because it's an Asian animal, and we were trying to ship it to Africa. Yeah. Now, here was the downside of this. We called from my house with a calling card. Now, I assumed in the past when you use a calling card, you really can't get that phone number.
Yeah, because I figured once you went through the 800 number to place the call on the calling card, that would block your number.
You would think so, wouldn't you, Coop?
But no, it doesn't block your number?
Well, found out the next morning, 5 a.m. calls the house. I'm asleep. My wife picks up. Hello, it's Flory. It's Flory. My wife's like, who's this? It's Flory. It's Flory. We don't know a Flory. And then all of a sudden, wait a minute. Yes, and she's looking at me with the dirtiest look. And I'm like, this is not the way I want to start my
day. So your wife didn't know that you were doing this thing with scammers and stuff like that?
She had an idea. She didn't know we placed that phone call.
She didn't know about Flory.
She didn't know about Flory in that way, apparently. She didn't know Flory would be calling.
So you didn't know Flory would be calling.
That was the problem, yes. It wasn't. Joe and my other co-host, Pip Helix, had a great time at that when I explained it the next day. It was a miserable Wednesday for me, though. So
honey, it's for the show. No.
Yeah, she don't care. The wife don't care. Make it go away.
Yes, exactly. I have people from the third world calling my house. Threatening me. They don't have a lot to live for.
Yeah, it's funny you mention the threats because people don't know. We kind of laugh about this, but they actually are tied to organized crime, terrorism, drug. That's what these things are tied to. I mean, sometimes it's a little guy in a hut or an internet cafe, but a lot of times it's part of a bigger plan. They employ hackers, so there's credit card fraud and drug running, all this stuff. So it's really dangerous what we do.
Davin Rosenblatt, our guest in the studio. We'll get some more with him coming up.
Nikolai's News is brought to you by Audi Chevrolet. See their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. There'll be any competitor's offer on in-stock units. Audi Chevrolet, you're on your way with Audi Chevrolet, Route 44 Millbrook, or online at audiomotors.com.
Flood watch remains in effect through this afternoon. The National Weather Service says steady rain ends this morning. However, runoff continues. Rivers, creeks, and streams continue rising before cresting later today. The Central Hudson merger has received approval. State regulators have cleared the way for Canadian utility company Fortis to buy CH Energy. Fortis says the deal closes shortly after reviews and accepts an order from the Public Service Commission. The train station at Beacon has permanently adopted Metro North's pay-by-license plate program. It allows people to use empty parking spaces normally reserved for permit holders after 11 o'clock weekday mornings. Marjorie Anders from Metro North tells the Times-Herald Record that no permit holders have complained that occasional train passengers have taken their spots. In baseball yesterday, the Mets lost home to the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1. They host the Chicago Cubs tonight at 7:10. The Yankees lost in Oakland to the Athletics in 18 innings 3-2. They visit the Los Angeles Angels tonight at 10:05. More news in an hour. For now, I'm Nikolai the News Guy.
All right, Joe, I'm a rock and roll. 101.5 WPDH, 722.
101.5.
All right, baby, 723. You're home, a rock and roll. 101.5 WPDH. Don't forget, Tom Petty. We're going to play some Tom Petty between now and 8:30.
When you hear
Refugee. When you hear it.
Be caller 10-845-471-WPDH, and you'll pick up a pair of tickets to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and the Wallflowers June 23rd, week from Sunday at SPAC.
Now, Devin Rosenblatt, our guest, and Joe Curry, our guest in the studio, and they're here now. You have an internet radio show. It's on your website, Devin Rosenblatt.
DavinComedy.com.
DavinComedy.com. You can check that out, or you can just Google Devin Rosenblatt. It comes
Absolutely.
Up there. And they do a show every Tuesday night, and it's on iTunes and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
It's an internet radio show. We've been talking about scamming the scammers and different stuff like that, which I find fascinating. And but we were also talking about other stuff. You're a married guy?
I am a married guy.
Now, how'd you meet your wife? You met her on the internet.
Internet scam.
She's Nigerian. I put a picture. No, actually, she's American. I posted myself as a Nigerian male, and that really turned her on.
Oh, yes.
He looks Nigerian.
I certainly do. I look
Could
like
the guy look less ethnic?
He's got kind of that borderline no-fly look about him.
I've been stopped. You know, because as a comic, you know, you guys know, we have to travel, we fly a lot, and sometimes they do stop me. But I think it's because I'm traveling late or I have something ticking. I don't know what it is.
Is
it the goatee?
It's the goatee.
Try being me with a tan and a full
Schultz
beard.
Yeah, Schultz looks like
you're ethnic too.
He looks like every freaking terrorist you've ever seen.
He looks like You know what Rich looks like? He looks like a terrorist who's trying to blend because he's clean shaven.
Yeah.
No, I look like a. I've been told I look like a cross between Eugene Levy and terrorist number 22.
Oh my God, you do look a little bit like Eugene Levy. I never saw it before, but now I'm never going to be able to look at you again. Like
two left feet.
It's the two left feet.
I don't understand.
Best in show.
You never seen the movie?
Oh yeah, that's right. That's
two left feet.
Great, actually, great movie.
It's a great movie indeed. All right, now, see, you're married. Do you have kids?
I do have a daughter.
How old?
She is six and a half.
Six and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And now daughters are strange. Daughters take all the fun out of strip clubs for you.
If you let a little thing like guilt and morals get in the way, they sure do.
You know, because I'll tell you something. You know, I have a stepdaughter.
How old?
She's 19.
Okay. So she's in the strip club.
No, she's not.
I'm not saying she's in the strip
club.
Let me finish. Yeah, she's in that zone.
Yes.
If she has daddy issues and you as a stepfather, there's got to be some problems there.
No, her dad's right. Her dad's.
You know the thing about Emily, though? She's 19. She looks like she's 14. She'd clean up in the strip club.
Well, that's. Don't even.
I know. It's perverted, but that she would. She'd be.
Coop, don't worry. I got this. For you.
Okay.
So on the way in, we were picking our earwax.
Thank you.
Make you smell dizzy.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's what this truck was making a laugh.
Exactly.
I got a call from a guy from the UPS that confirmed that to me.
We heard that. What was it you saying? Was insurance reasons?
It's insurance, yeah. The UPS trucks deliberately, like 90% of the time, they only make right-hand turns.
But we thought it was maybe a gas-saving thing, like because you have to wait to make a left-hand. But they said it's a safety thing, right? Insurance,
yeah, it's insurance.
But it's safer to make a right-hand turn.
How does insurance check up on that?
Well, it's because you don't have so many claims. So the idea was to minimize claims because you got guys who are running up against a time schedule.
Sure.
Have to have things delivered by X.
Right.
Yeah, X time.
Packages to my girlfriends in Nigeria.
Yes, exactly.
But they're probably like, oh, my God, I have this time thing. If I could only make one left, I could get there in 3 seconds.
Oh, it's right there.
But now
but
I
can't get
to it.
It's
really right to get there
instead.
Yeah,
you know, I would think because now they're on the
road. And, you know, there are cities it wouldn't even work in. Like, you go to Boston, you make three rights, you're nowhere near where you started.
Well, in Jersey, it'd be perfect because you cannot make a left-hand turn in Jersey. So it's actually right.
It just seems
perfect.
Counterintuitive, though, because now you're on the road longer. You're doing more maneuvers because you can't make a certain turn.
Well, no, not if they set it up correctly. I'm sure they
it's
hire
all routed.
Some, yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure
it's
they
all
hire really. Somebody that they go. All right, when you're going, you know, when you're going south, make all these stops here. The right hand. When you come north, make all the other stops.
I never realized it was so structured.
Well, that's why I'm here.
And they must have like GPSs on them too, because come on, otherwise some guy would be like. I'm making a left. I'm making this left.
Yeah, you got to figure. Well, you know, I mean, even cabs now. Everybody's got those things, the
GPS,
trackers on.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
You should do that with 19-year-old daughters, too.
Yeah, call a little Hojack.
Hojack?
Yeah, you slap it on her. Make sure she's not going where she's supposed to, you know, she's going where she's supposed to be.
I like that.
I think
like you've thought about this a little bit.
Is that something you would buy late at night?
I would buy that, though.
See, for a guy who's so
sure, my wife.
A guy who's so sure that his stepdaughter will not end up in a strip club, he's got all these ideas of how
the door fit. Can I tell you something? Chris Rock had the best line. He goes, you know, I have a baby daughter. That means my job now for the rest of my life is to keep her off the pole.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like.
It's prophetic.
It is, you know, I mean, when you have a, you know, you have a 6.5-year-old little girl.
If she's on the pole, it's a very short pole.
Well, you know what's really disgusting? I remember like a year or so ago, there was a whole internet craze because they were teaching pole dancing for little kids.
They were?
Yeah. And teaching it is artistic.
Okay.
And I'm like,
nah.
Well, now let's stop this. Let's look on the bright side. If they are teaching pole dancing for young children, as a parent, if we're going to take this to its right conclusion, I no longer have to give allowance because she's going to get tips. So this works out well for me. I'm happy.
She's working.
It's going to be monopoly money.
I think you should just put, I think you should push this on to younger daughters now to save you money when you get older.
You're right, Rich. You're right. That's what I'm going to do. That's my daughter wants to do dance. Honey, you got to do pole dance.
Let her go. You know what? Let them go.
Ballet is so boring.
She's not good at ballet. She did the ballet. She's not so much.
No, she's doing.
Clumsy?
She's just not graceful. She's like a good athlete, but she's not graceful, and it's kind of painful to watch because you have to go, no, this is good, but you're like, oh, this is terrible.
Oh, there's nothing worse. I love my son to death, but there's nothing worse than when you go to something and I hope he's not listening right now, because I don't have a specific example, but when they're not good at something,
yeah,
and you have to be extra encouraging afterwards.
Yeah.
See, so, I think you're going the wrong route there. My son sucked at athletics. When he got done with Little League and he would strike out twice and miss two balls hit to him, I'd tell him, I go, you stink, bro. You stink.
Tough
you're not, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to senior league next year. I'm not going to live through this people laughing at me on the bench. So, that's why I coached the Little League team, just to get him in the game. This kid would never play.
Now, did you put your son in right field so the ball wouldn't be hit to him?
You know, this is the great thing about my son. He was not one of those kids who really cared. You know, he was just out there to have fun. He never
doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, right. No. I was a terrible athlete, but I would cry when I struck out, throw the bat. Oh,
So you were bad, and you threw temper tantrums.
Yeah,
what a joy to coach.
I want first-round draft pick, Schultes.
We need a spectacle.
Well, the funny thing is, when I tried out for Little League, they thought I was good.
Why?
For some reason, every ball they hit to me, for some reason, third base, I was great at the tryout.
That was the day.
And I stunk on the infield. So then my whole Little League career was at third base. Oh, man.
They couldn't get it out of their heads that you just had one good day. Years of evidence that showed otherwise they couldn't use.
It never dawned on them. We'd be in the dugout. I'd hear the coaches talk. They'd go, boy, that Schultes, he stinks. He goes, yeah, but he was, I tell you, I saw him catch in practice and tryouts. I'll tell you, that guy's something else.
But that's the thing about Little League, because you'll see a kid like hit home runs in practice. And all of a sudden, he's hitting cleanup. But in the game, he's constantly striking out. But coach keeps on trotting him out there in the hopes that one day
he'll get that magic back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a little like Davis' story.
Who?
Ike Davis.
For
the Mets.
Great. Yeah, they say he is. In batting practice, they say he destroys the ball. Just kills the ball, and then he gets in the game.
Well, now he's in AAA, so.
Yeah, but not only is he in AAA, they sent him across the country. He's in Las Vegas. His stink was so bad, like, you need to go to the West Coast.
You need to go so far away that we forget about you.
Yes.
All right, 732, you're home of rock and roll, 101.5 WPDH. Don't forget, when we play Tom Petty's Refugee, you can win a pair of tickets to go see Tom Petty. A week from this Sunday at SPAC, June 23rd.
I just found out some very interesting information that Farm Aid is going to be at SPAC this year.
Oh,
I just
really?
Saw it on Facebook. Farm Aid's coming to SPAC on September 21st. So that's pretty.
And who's on Farm Aid?
Well, it's always going to be Willie Nelson
and John
Mellencamp and Neil Young, often a part of Farm Aid. So I haven't looked at the lineup yet. But
it's a Robin Taylor dream show.
It's a Robin Taylor dream show.
Okay.
So
all right.
We'll see what happens.
7:33. We're back in a moment. Hang around. All right, baby. Home of rock and roll. 101.5 WPDH. It's a great Tom Petty right there. Performing, of course, 1 week from this Sunday at SPAC.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a great show.
You betcha.
And right now, let's make somebody's day. Hi, PDH. Who's this?
Hi. This is Hank from Kingston. I'm calling for the Tom Petty tickets.
Hi, Hank. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Robin, you don't know his last name?
Hank?
Yeah.
Usually.
No.
Robin is usually very good.
Yeah, usually I'll be like, oh, it's Augie from it's Hank from Kingston.
Augie from Saugerties is my
yeah, because I always
favorite.
Used to say you can't spell Saugerties without Augie.
Yes, indeed.
Well, that's true though, right? But anyway, Hank, you're the right caller, isn't Hank the right caller?
Oh man, that's awesome!
Congratulations, man! You're going to see Tom Petty 1 week from Sunday at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. And you hang on the line, we're going to get your info, okay?
Great. Hey, I want to say hello to Rich. I grew up with Rich Sheltis in Kingston.
Wait, before we take those tickets back, you better shush. No, I'm just kidding.
Give him the tickets.
That's the way to get yourself hung up on. But
we're only kidding. Do you know who Hank is?
I'm trying to think. You don't want to say your last name on the air, Hank?
It's Coddington.
Oh, I thought it was Hanky Coddington.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Yeah, he was.
You call him Hanky?
Yeah, that's what we call him. We grew up as kind of, I don't know if I should say this on the air, Hanky, but we were kind of, scurvy kids in the neighborhood, right? We had the very large families and not a lot of money, but we both grew out of it.
Wait, ask me what his last name is again.
Coddington.
No, Panky. You call him Hanky Panky.
I'm not going to call him Hanky.
I am.
I respect this guy too much.
I gave him Tom Petty tickets. I could call him Hanky Panky.
Hank lived around the corner from me. We had the same type of families. We both had what? You have to have 8 kids in your family too, right?
Nine.
What's that?
9 in my family.
What'd you say? 9?
9, yeah.
Yeah, so we had the same. We
you had 8. You grew up. You had 8.
We had 8.
Kids?
They had 9. We also have, Hanky, if you don't remember, they used to have an apartment building, and you had Sheltises living in your apartment building, too, which also had like 8 or 9 kids, correct?
You can get sprayed. You can spray for that now.
But we were always at war. It was like the Coddingtons against the Sheltises, us, and then it was the Sheltises against the Sheltises. So we had a little war going around. And then we'd play like there was nothing wrong. Then we'd go back to war again.
Oh, yeah.
But now, you know, we
part
grew
of being
up.
A kid.
Yeah, part of it.
Sounds like a wonderful childhood.
All right, Hanky. you wait for when we get your info, okay?
All right, great. Thanks.
Bye, Hanky.
Good talking to you, Hank.
Hank, I'll tell you, just goes to show you. It's interesting because Davin Rosenblatt, comic, is our guest in the studio. It's funny, Davin, that Rich, everybody in Kingston knows Rich.
Well, look at him. He's like he's very mayoral.
He's
he like, seems
he's,
like he
he's
should
like the
be
mayor
somebody.
Of Kingston.
Yeah, he seems like he should be somebody.
You know, it's funny because Josh Eppard, he's the drummer for Coheed and Cambria.
Okay,
and I've become friends with him over the years. He's a good dude, right? And so I just as a joke one day, he's from Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Do you know Rich Sheltis?" He goes, "I know Richie." Oh yeah, and he tells me this big story about how Rich had was the head of an intervention or just
wow.
Wouldn't really call it an intervention. I just kind of looked in as he was puking in a bucket and asked him how he was enjoying his life.
That's awesome. Sounds like an intervention to me.
When Rich provides you a moment of clarity, you really got to start examining yourself. We're back in a moment. Hang around. 101. You know, I'm a rock and roll. 101.5. WPDH, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're looking for a high today in the 70s.
Yep, about 74 for the high today. Could see some isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, but we could also see a little sunshine.
And Boris is out tonight at Union Square from 8 to 10 with a Stella Artois party. Of course, when we pour Stella coming up after 9 o'clock, you can qualify for Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
The WPDH Beer Tour of Belgium brought to you by Kingston Nissan, CDC Travel, and Halftime Beverage. But while you're out there tonight, you can also pick up a kiss for the WPDH Kiss the Hog.
Yep. That is pretty exciting. And we're going to be giving it away at the end of the summer at Woodstock Harley-Davidson. Big party. So pick up a kiss wherever you see us.
And I got to thank the folks at Woodstock Harley-Davidson. You know, it was very sweet the other day because, you know, I'm a big guy. And so people that, you know, they don't necessarily want to offend you. So, Bill from Woodstock Harley Davidson.
Bill Nugent.
Great guy. Brought a T-shirt over for me, mm-hmm. and it was an XL.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I remember those days. That's cute.
What am I going to do with this?
Yes, exactly. Oh, look. I've got...
Lots of boobs.
But that's an awkward thing, because you don't want to offend somebody.
But you know what? I'll tell you something. For a fat guy, if you're buying a shirt for a fat guy, always err on the sides on the side of too big.
You think?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, what happens if he gets you like a 5X and it's like a couple X's too big? Then you're
I would still love it. I would like, you know what?
You would say, I can grow into this.
Well, no, I would. My thought would be like, I look so thin in this.
This is my swimming shirt.
Oh, this is the one. You should have seen me before.
See, he went the other way with me because I would be a small and he brought me a medium, which it's a little big, but it's comfortable.
So that's your night shirt.
So it's going to be probably a weekend shirt.
A weekend shirt.
It's a little bit big.
I'm loving my 3X because he comes in and he's like, well, what size would you like? And I'm like, I need a few more X's. It's got to be, you know what? It's got to be really hardcore porn. You know, that's
size.
Yeah, triple X. Maybe even something taboo. Maybe even a 4, but.
More of a quilt than a sweatshirt.
Well, yes. It looks very nice on you. It's a nice looking sweatshirt.
Now,
nice color.
He's got the hood on, so just don't go down to Florida eating Skittles and you'll be fine.
All right, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, you know, I'm a rock and roll, 101.5 WPH. Billy Slide, so we can get Nikolai in there to regale us with the newscast. Nikolai is very tired because our sister station, we run the Yankee games.
Okay.
And yesterday, the Yankees went 18 innings.
I saw that.
And he was the guy who had to insert all the commercials yesterday, so he had to sit there live.
So that's not automated or anything. He's got to...
Well, no, because...
I'm automated. The system's not.
Because, you know, okay. They go to it... They go to the different... You never know when they're going to go to the games, or let's pause for station identification.
So, yeah, that's the thing. People never think about the poor guy who's back at the station who's got to do all that stuff. And you got to be on your toes because you don't know when there's going to be a pitching chain or something like that,
Plus,
right?
Plus, he's juggling two girlfriends.
Nikolai's juggling...
Please don't call them girlfriends. They have not earned that right yet.
Oh, my God.
Donna bitched for us yesterday. She is...
I know.
Donna, maybe you haven't earned the right.
Maybe you haven't earned the right.
You're juggling
yet.
Two ladies?
Yeah. What did you, yes, he is.
Look at Nikolai with the pimp hand. The pimp hand is strong with
this. Wait a minute. Was it online from the south side of Chicago? So we're
I'm sure
not
that's legitimate.
Really sure.
You want me to do a background check on her for you?
She's coming to town. He already has. She's been in town.
No, no, no. The one from Chicago will actually be here a week from tomorrow.
Can I come back for that?
Everybody's coming back for that. We are going to have our biggest show on June 24th.
Everybody's got to meet this woman.
You should give away tickets to that.
You want to know what her name is? Big Rach. Big Rach.
I hope it's for the up top and not the downstairs.
I've seen many pictures of her.
For
she's
the whole
big
building.
All over.
She's a big. So you like the big gals?
I need the ones that can physically withstand me.
So now we were talking about this.
Physically withstand you.
I need a barge.
I need a woman who can give me a kiss goodnight and square off in the octagon.
So let me ask you. We were talking about the X's. So you say you like Big Rach. You want to buy her a shirt. What size are you going to get her? Because you got to be careful.
Well, we'll have to measure her.
You can't get a ruler or a tape measure.
He's texting with her right now. Who are you texting with, Donna or Big Rach right now?
After her circumference, you can't do that.
Right now, Big Rach will let me do a lot of things with her.
Like what?
He's Nikolai, the cocky virgin.
Watch this. Nikolai, what do you call that little guy down there?
Nick Jr.
Yeah. See? He can't. If you
My little kid was watching it last night.
That.
Big fan.
Yes, of course.
Do it again. Every time we say Nick Jr. But Nick Jr.'s never actually birded.
Well, maybe when Big Rach comes to town.
He's birded, but not with intent.
When Big Rach comes to town, maybe we'll have Nick at night. You know, you never know.
You never know what's going to happen.
The way I go, it's Nick all the time. Forget the night.
Well, the other one, you're not working all the time. The other one, Donna, baked for us. She made muffins. She made cookies. She made banana bread, brownies with different frostings.
So the one from Chicago is bringing her Easy Bake Oven. And she's gonna...
I gotta tell you, I have never seen any of these women. I've never heard about these women up until this moment. But from what the information I've gathered, you got the one who's across the country who hasn't done squat for you, and you got the one close to home bringing baked goods. You gotta go baked goods.
Yeah.
You have never been so dead wrong, sir.
Why?
Is this woman not worthy of Nick Jr.?
They are both very worthy, but I have not made a decision
yet.
She has not
made a decision.
The decision will not...
What is this? Is American Idol? We have to poll the audience?
No. It's baseball.
You see, well, you know, I'm going to see somebody's getting pulled.
You see, it's like baseball. Donna has scored 9 runs in her inning. We'll see how many runs that Big Rach can score in her inning.
See, Rach hasn't been here yet, too. She hasn't.
Big
she's
Rach
not,
has a, not she's come not, to bat yet.
I don't want to date anybody who's the adjective is big in front of it. That's just me. Even if you are big, you
well,
don't have to call yourself.
Let me explain something to you, my ignorant friend.
Nikolai, throw it down.
You have rubbed Nikolai the wrong way.
The reason why I'm rubbing him. The reason why I call her Big Rich is because her father, his nickname is Big Rich, and he is a naval machinist. This is a guy who, you know, I'm going to tell you something about me, too. Listen to me. I'm the voice for...
I'm being schooled.
I'm the broadcaster for the Army hockey team. I work with soldiers. If I need weaponry, I can ask them to get me stuff. What Big Rich can do... What Big Rich can do
so
is...
So let that be a lesson to your wise
what
ass.
What Big Rich can do is that if there's a problem, he might be able to know how to fix it.
All right, so this isn't really about a relationship. This is about an arms transaction. That's yes. What this is about. You're doing arms deals.
And with the way that these two ladies conduct themselves the last week, they've got themselves a big arms race towards me.
How have they conducted themselves?
They are trying to up one another.
They know about each other.
Oh yes.
And but still, they have to have Nikolai, the news guy. Yes. He's the big prize. So what? Now, what are you making them do?
Just about everything.
There'll be feats of strength.
Except for that thing.
Will there be jello wrestling?
I don't know about jello wrestling.
Wow.
Now, is there any chance that Donna's going to show up here when Big Rach is here? And no. We're going to have one of those awkward moments?
I doubt it. That's awesome. There is right? Something you should know. Donna's actually going to be out of town. She is going home next weekend. So they will not meet. The twain shall not meet.
Oh, wait. So Donna's not a local gal either.
Donna
teaches
local,
in Hyde Park.
But she was born in way upstate New York.
Ellisburg, between Pulaski and
Why don't you give out her social security number so we can all track her down?
She does bake really well.
I love a baker. My wife's a Betty Crocker type of gal.
What's going to be the winning thing? What's going to seal the deal, you think?
Well, here's what's going to happen. Essentially, I'm hoping that she can make it. If Jonna Spilborg shows up on the 24th and
she's coming. Jonna Spilborg's the hot lawyer. Nikolai is delusional and thinks he had a relationship with her.
I have instructed...
Well, maybe he did. She just did it. Maybe he did.
I have instructed Jonna to prosecute, to question... Big Rach, like a defendant in a capital case.
No,
I gotta tell you, Nicola, I don't know you, but you must have some type of game to put these women through such hijinks that they're willing to do questioning, bringing baked goods for everybody. You must be very charismatic.
I have this power over people, and I am not afraid to wield it.
Well, yes, we know. It's your military connections. We know that's the power you have.
It's a fear of my advanced weaponry, and I think that I think we all... Anytime he brings up weaponry, we're like, I like to move on.
You don't want that going off anywhere near you?
No. Because I'm the guy who's had to explain to people, no, Nikolai's not the guy who's going to go crazy. But these are the conversations that scare people in our building.
I'm the kind of guy that would kill the guy that goes crazy.
I like that.
All right. Well, you're handy to have around.
Yes.
Yes.
You're useful.
You're the guy.
Stand your ground with all your might and show the world that you are right. Don't
handy.
Go down without a fight.
Handy's
guys,
right.
To your perfect right.
All right.
Wish I made.
Mikey isn't on the line.
Nikolai, you ready to do the news?
Yes, gladly.
It's brought to you by Healy. Can you see?
That's what I'm here for.
That would be my assigned modus, yes.
Enough about the Big Rach. Let's get to the news.
I feel as if the sponsorship got laughed over, so it's brought to you by Healy.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, sir.
A flood watch remains in effect through this afternoon. The National Weather Service steady rain ends this morning. However, runoff continues. Rivers, creeks, and streams continue rising before cresting later today. The Central Hudson merger has received approval. State regulators have cleared the way for Canadian utility company Fortis to buy CH Energy. Fortis says the deal closes shortly after it reviews and accepts an order from the Public Service Commission. The PSC has given the deal the green light with a number of provisions, including some to benefit ratepayers to protect Central Hudson's union workers. Fortis last year said it would buy CH Energy in an arrangement the company is valued at $1.5 billion. This included the assumption of $500 million in debt. Over the last year, politicians have joined residents and workers concerned with the prospect of the loss of local control and potential economic harm.
Reaction continues to IBM's announcement of a combined 700 layoffs in Poughkeepsie and East Fishkill. Charles North for the Dutchess County Chamber of Commerce describes it to Wynand as a big blow to the county. He claims it affects other businesses. County Executive Mark Molinaro says while IBM plans on supporting employees through this transition, the county continues working with the state to help them find new jobs. The last day of work for these employees comes September 10th at the earliest.
And I'll tell you, all these communities that have given IBM so many of these big tax breaks, you know, and no property tax and all this stuff, and they've been freeloading for so long in the area, I think maybe it's time to reconsider on those deals.
It's never going
to
happen.
Because IBM has reconsidered on their deal with this community.
But, Coop, they were screaming about that a couple of years ago when IBM started with the layoffs.
You know, and I'll tell you, I've said this, I said this all day yesterday, I say it again. You know, when you find out the person who's responsible for your layoff, feel free to give me a call because I would love to thank them live on the air. I think those people need to know. I think folks out there need to know which members of their community are the ones wielding the knives.
Well, did they give the reasons for these layoffs?
Huh?
Did they give the IBM?
Well, apparently record-setting profits and bonuses for your executives aren't enough anymore. You need to, you know.
My wife works for their competition, for IBM's competition, so they'll probably be my wife's company will probably be snapping up some of these people.
I hope so. Where's that?
She works at a company called SyncSort, which is their competition for mainframes down in Jersey. So they'll probably, I don't know which departments were laid off for IBM, but they actually just hired somebody who is a big wig over at IBM who's now one of their CEOs.
But I know people with 25, 30 years.
I heard you talking about
who got, and that's shame on you, IBM. Shame on you.
But that, now, do they lose a pension? And I mean, is there?
Listen,
what is
if there's
the deal
any
with
way,
that?
Believe me, IBM's past record.
Yeah.
If there's any way to pry anything away from these people, they will do it. Their past record has not been one of
so everything that they've worked for all these years.
I don't know the specifics. Again, I'm fortunate.
I think it depends on their contract because it's not like one of these businesses that's going out of business like they're bankrupt and they get the bankruptcy protection.
Right.
So depending on their contract, I mean, they probably have a vested pension. I'm assuming they're going to get that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have really gotten poked.
Oh, I'm sure.
With IBM. So.
But you know that. Listen, that's with any big business. You know that.
Well, you know what? I don't buy that as an excuse. I don't buy the it's just business excuse. Because you know what, that's like, you know what, I have decided to completely abdicate my humanity in the name of money. It's just business.
But that's how they look at it.
And you know what, these guys, right, their argument for their big bonuses and everything is like that. We're the idea people. We're the people who make the money. Well, you know what? It doesn't take a whole lot of brain power to come up with the idea of laying off people.
Well, actually, it's usually not the executives that are the brain people. It's usually the engineers.
No, exactly. The executives, though, they always say that we have to provide this compensation so we get the best talent.
Which
is untrue because you know what? You could come up with the idea of laying people off from a guy who makes 40 grand.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need, you know, $10.7 million or whatever you're getting paid in a bonus.
Well, that's what
And then what they do too is they do it in stock options. This is what drives me crazy every time I hear capital gains tax cut. Because they do it in stock options. Then these guys get their stock options, and so they pay 10.7% on the money they or 10% on the money they make, as opposed to the 30% you'd make it.
Well, the
payroll.
Argument for that is I agree with you, but the argument for that is they've already been taxed on those dollars. That's the argument for it. I mean, I agree with you.
So have I.
Well, listen, I don't like what IBM's doing, but I do own some of their stocks. I hope that's doing well.
I hope it crashes.
Well, don't say that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I hope those guys, I hope they can't cash in their stock
options. But if it does crash, it's going to affect a lot of the people that still work there, too.
Well, you know what? What are there, 8 of them?
Go ahead, Nick. Have a point. Baseball yesterday, the Mets lost home to the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1. They host the Chicago Cubs tonight 7-10. The Yankees lost in Oakland to the Athletics at 18 innings 3-2 yesterday. They visit the Los Angeles Angels tonight at 10:05. Now you're up to date. I'm Nikolai, the news guy.
All righty, home of rock and roll, 101.5 WPDH. Hi, Megan. What's up?
Hi, Coop. How are you?
Not too bad. What's going on, baby?
Good. I was calling regarding the whole IBM thing. I used to work for a company in Kingston. It was a parts company, and basically everything that's going on with IBM kind of went on with us. There was rumors going on that, you know, basically the company was going to close down, and all the big CEOs were like, oh, no, it's not. It's not going to close down. It's not going to close down. We walked in one day. They shut the entire company down, handed us our paycheck. I mean, they handed us our sick time, vacation time, all of that stuff that we had, and basically said goodbye. Well, the big wigs got to stay there, closed down the company. They operated for like another 3 months.
Yeah.
So, I feel for the IBM people. I really think that it's disgusting, and I really hope that the big wigs at IBM get theirs handed to them.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something, and not, you know, assuming that any of these people have a soul, that I hope that when they're on their deathbed, all the faces of the families they destroyed come to them, and they see them. I know that the highest concentration, statistically, the highest concentration of sociopaths outside of jail is in the upper echelons of American business.
Absolutely.
Because they just don't care. You can rise if you don't care. If you don't care about other people, you know, if it's all about making money and worrying about you, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%, and I'm with you, and I just wanted to... And yesterday you guys were talking about it. I wanted to call in, and I'm sitting here, and I was like, I have to call in today because I just agree 100% that when they're on their deathbed, I hope they see all of those families that they ruined, because the economy stinks and it's going to be hard for these people.
Well, you know, and listen, there's nothing I'd love to see more than for these people to lose their money, because there's nothing harder than for a rich person to go poor.
Absolutely.
Most of us who are not, we have, it's unfortunate that in the richest country in the world, we have a classification of the working poor.
Right.
We have people that work 40 hours a week. They go there, they do their jobs, they work hard, and yet they can still barely make ends meet. Nobody gets a raise in America anymore.
No, they sure don't.
And these people are more than happy to take their bonus checks.
Yes, like you said yesterday, they're more than happy to go buy their second and third yacht and their third and fourth home.
Yes, well, it really makes me sick. But thanks for calling, Megan.
Not a problem. You have a good day,
you
Coop.
Too,
bye, Megan. Have a good weekend.
Hi, Frank. What's up?
Hey, Coop. How's it going?
What's going on?
I just want to let you guys know, I don't know if you're aware or not, but IBM very frequently is bringing in people from other countries. I work at a local car dealership, and I see at least a half a dozen folks myself every year that are here from China, Japan, Asia, basically, India, that are just gotten jobs at IBM, and they're going to be here working for a year or two, and they're looking to buy a car.
You know, and the unfortunate thing, too, is, you know, with what we do to our students, with student loans, everything like that, charging them 7% and making education so inaccessible for the average person in this country, that what we're doing is we're abdicating our positions of leadership. And these other countries are educating their people and sending them over here. You know, I mean, we've cut our own throats.
And then you also have, you know, college tuition being paid for a lot of, you know, children of illegal aliens as well. You know, things like that going on. And it's certainly not helping the American taxpayer, put it that way.
All right. Hey, Frank, I appreciate you calling, buddy. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. 827.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Royal Karting. From everyday collection to environmental protection, think green, think local, think Royal Karting. Call 845-896-6000 or online at royalkarting.com.
I don't mean to dismiss what you say, but you know what?
What did I say?
I mean, just any...
Anything
I
in general?
I can't take any defense of IBM's actions.
Oh, no, I wasn't defending them.
I just can't accept... There's no reason, rhyme or reason, that says to me, yeah, these people are right for doing what they're doing.
But what I'm saying is they've been doing this for a while. That's all. I mean, it's not like happened for the, you know, first time.
No, it's because we have decided somewhere along the way to define happiness as financial.
Sure.
You know, and I'll tell you something. You talk to people who get rich all of a sudden, and I've known a bunch of people like that. I know a lot of people who've done very well for themselves.
I hope one day I can be one of those people.
On their own hook. But you know what? They get to that point, and it's like, wow, I'm supposed to be happy, and I'm not happy. Because happiness doesn't come from money. You know, and these sociopaths need to understand that. It comes from raising a decent family, being a decent member of your community and stuff like that. And unfortunately, they'll never know that.
Well, I think what the shift is, it used to be you were beholden to your community and the stockholders as a business. Now it seems to be much more you're beholden to your stockholders, which is to make them a profit. So if you can get the same amount of work done with half the people, you do that. But and they're not beholden.
I think they should poll stockholders and say, hey, listen, if it's going to mean an extra nickel on your dividend and we're going to destroy a town, which do you believe in? And let the individual people decide.
Well, it never happened. But of course, I think most people would say let the town stand.
Yeah, exactly.
You hope so.
You know, and that's my feeling on it. If these guys make these decisions, You know, because their whole job, nothing is down the line. There's no long-term thinking. Everything is the next quarter. Bottom line of the next quarter sing. Make the bottom line of the next quarter sing. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Coop. Good morning. How you doing?
Not bad. What's up?
I just got to chime in regarding about your poll to the stockholders. Don't lose sight of the fact that most of these CEOs own most of the stock or exorbitant shares, amounts of shares in these companies.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
The stockholders won't do any good because these guys already own a lot of the stock, and they have a big say in what goes on with the stockholders.
And that's what I was talking about with the capital gains deal. You know,
right.
they sign these deals, and they get options to buy this stock at like half of what it's selling at now.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to wait a certain amount of time to cash it in. Then they cash it in, and they pay capital gains tax, which is significantly lower than the income tax you and I pay. That's why when Warren Buffett was talking about
how
his secretary pays a higher rate of taxes than he does, and to Warren Buffett's credit, he said there's something really wrong with a system like that.
Right.
Sure, I agree.
Know?
And you know something? I'm sorry, Coop, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Dave.
These CEOs, the reason why they can do this stuff is we are not people to them. We are simply numbers. It doesn't matter how good or bad of an employee you are. You're simply a number. And they don't see us as families and working class people, just a number. That's Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I watched a woman get laid off at a place a few years back, and this woman bled for the company. She would always stay late. You know, she postponed vacations because there was going to be, you know, tough time. And she's like, I can't believe that didn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
No,
they're not sitting around going, you know, she worked really hard for us. We ought to keep her. That's not the way it goes.
Yep. They just don't care. And just one quick thing I got to say. If I made $15 million in just 1 year, I would never have to work again.
I know.
Think about it. You take a third off, that's $10 million. $10 million invested in 1% simple interest per year. That's $100,000 a year.
Yeah, but
when you live off that?
When you made that money, once you make that kind of money, you're not going to stop. Once you're used to that kind of money, you're going to want it again. You're going to want $15 million the next year. You know, and
I don't know.
Well, we all say that, but it seems like every time somebody makes that kind of money, they want it again.
And the thing is, it becomes scorekeeping.
Yeah,
it becomes the way they keep score.
And don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with these big shots making tons of money. I really don't. Just don't take it out of my pocket to do it. That's the thing that bothers me.
They honestly believe that they're the ones who are generating the profits, not the workers. They honestly believe that without them, that company couldn't exist. Well, the reality is, without the people who are the creative minds in a company, without the people who produce the product, they don't exist.
I think you need both. You do need both.
You know what? Every shark needs its lamprey. Yes.
No, you do need people. Listen, there's a lot of extra executives, and I don't want to stick up for them, that you don't need. But you do need people to close the deals, the pencil pushers, the bookkeepers. You do need those type of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of skill in that whole let's lay people off thing. There's a lot of skill in that.
That's different.
Well, that's the only original idea that IBM management's had in the last 10 years. Let's lay people off. That's how we'll make more money.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Look at their stock. It's gone up so much the last few years. I mean, can you argue with the results?
Well, you know what? My argument with the results would be your company, your employees are doing a great job for you. Why not reward them?
Because they're greedy.
Why not reward them? Why not turn around and say, you know, one thing I will always say about Xerox, and I'll give them credit for this, they had a profit-sharing arrangement where a certain amount of the profits of the company were paid back to the employees in bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Kodak did that for years, too.
Yeah, and they're out of business.
Yeah, but Kodak's out of business because of bad management.
Which is why you need good managers.
But you know what? Those guys all made millions and millions of dollars.
Sure.
All right, but they didn't realize the digital market was going to be anything. Xerox almost went out of business because they had an entire culture in their management that said, small copiers, there'll never be a market for it. So, you know, these guys who are brilliant, and you pay the big money to retain them, they're just as much of an idiot as anybody else.
Well, that's comforting.
You know? I'll tell you something. I can count the number of guys wearing suits and ties that I've worked for mm-hmm. that were worth a warm bucket of spit on one hand.
That's true.
Yeah. Wasn't there a time that IBM was, I mean, like when I was a little kid, they used to, if I recall, pay people who came up with a money-saving idea. You'd make a lot. I mean, there was a lot of incentive back back in the 70s, if I recall. IBM actually was a pretty fair company to work for, I believe. I mean, as far as
it
the people I knew. But, boy, I'll tell you, 30, 40 years can make a big difference.
No, you know what? The death of this country, the death of this country, the NBA.
The National Basketball
Association? No, the Masters of Business Administration.
Oh, NBA. Okay.
NBA.
Oh, LeBron James was the racist.
I thought he was blaming it on the blacks and the Jews. I was going to go, that's a pretty racist. Well, they own it.
We do?
Yes.
Where's my cut?
You're not in the club.
Mine too.
Darn it.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling, Dave. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, we're back in a couple. Hang around. 101.5 WPDH.
Isolated thunderstorms for this afternoon, but we could see a little sunshine, too. The high about 74. Isolated thunderstorms tonight, the low 52. Tomorrow, mixture of sun and clouds, the high 78. And Father's Day, possibility of a few showers, the high 76. 57 in Poughkeepsie, 55 in Jeffersonville. WPDH weather is brought to you by Mid-Hudson Subaru. Lease an all-wheel drive Subaru for as low as $149 a month at Mid-Hudson Subaru.
All righty. And Zoles.
Yo.
You looking forward to your Father's Day?
I have no idea what's in store yet.
Oh, they don't tell you?
No. They asked me, what would you like to do? I said, I'd like to go to a ball game. Okay, what would your second choice be? Go see Star Trek. Okay, what would your third choice be?
You haven't seen Star Trek yet?
No.
Maybe you should go clothes shopping for women. Maybe they would like that choice.
That's probably what it's going to be. They'll tell me what I'm doing on Sunday.
Oh,
because tonight is Taylor's graduation. She graduated from the 8th grade tonight.
Congratulations to Taylor.
And then Sunday I'm DJing a wedding, and Saturday they'll tell me what I'm doing.
That's a big deal, the 8th grade graduation.
Yeah.
Did you see what Mickelson did?
Yes.
His daughter had her 8th grade graduation, I believe, on Wednesday night in San Diego. He went there for that, then flew to the U.S. Open and teed it up and actually played yesterday.
Yeah, dude, I mean, it's Phil Mickelson. He hasn't.
Oh, I know.
Unlimited budget.
He's got a private jet. He can pull that off. Yeah. He's not flying Spirit Air like I am.
But still, that's a good dad moment.
Did you watch any of the U.S. Open?
I watched a little bit yesterday in between the rain breaks.
What's with the baskets on the
flag? Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Also, you don't know either?
I don't either.
Because I kept, it was on in the background, and I kept trying to listen to see if they would explain it. They're wicker baskets on top of the pin flag.
But that's a really old course. That might be something that's very ye old golfy.
He make it sound like it's a pub.
it just has that.
Swashbucklers on the back nine?
All I'm saying is it might just be one of those.
There
things.
Are scoundrels and scallywags in the galaxy.
That's what the hazards are, scallywags.
I was hitting with my spoonie, and my ball filled with feathers.
Because I figured on a day like yesterday, you were just laying around watching TV, and you would have caught as to what and why.
No, I didn't see that.
Because I know it's one of the oldest courses in the country, and it's been around forever. And they say that there are holes that are ridiculously easy that shouldn't be in an event like this, but then there are holes that are absurdly hard.
My stepson goes to Haverford College, which is on the same road where Marion is, and he's hating this because they have basically appropriated his entire campus as the media center and all that.
Sure. Oh, wow.
And he's doing an internship over the summer in Philly, and he's living in an on-campus place. And so he has to go through all the security every time he wants to go back to his apartment. And he goes, the generators just don't stop. They're running 24/7.
They're huge. The generators to run all that stuff? They're like those big 18-wheel deals. They're huge.
The sort of things you see outside NFL games.
Yes. And very loud if you happen to be near one of them.
Oh, yeah. Driving him nuts. Now, of course, Wiffle-Palooza coming up July 7th.
Right. And, again, we haven't even run any commercials yet, and there's already a ton of interest, and we appreciate that. But, it's a reminder. Because yesterday, a guy by the name of Bill Pascal says, you still taking gloves? I'm like, of course we are. We're trying to get as many as we can, but we haven't had a lot of success yet this year. My man goes to some store and buys 10 baseball gloves.
Wow.
Now, you know what a baseball glove costs.
Yeah.
They're $30 minimum for a decent mitt. He shows up with a bag of 10 brand new gloves.
That's amazing.
So,
and where are they doing the clinic this year?
They're going to Kenya. So John Tamminia and Rob Bell, who works for us, who has had about an 8-year major league career total, They're going and on their dime, and they're going to Kenya to do a clinic. Because what they do is they bring them to places where people may not have necessarily experienced the game. So we're looking for gloves. Last year we had over 175. Right now we're at about 30. So
well, you know, last year though, you really kind of raked out the first.
Right.
You know, the layer, that layer of the ones that were there.
And there were some gloves that I think that Yogi Berra could have used.
Oh yeah.
No doubt about it. But listen, we're still collecting gloves. You bring them down to the stadium, I'll hook you up with some tickets.
838-0094. You can give the Zolls a call for Whiffle-Palooza or for the gloves. We're back in a moment. Sports coming up. Game 4 of the NBA Finals last night.
The big three were.
And the Yankees played an epically long game, and the Mets still suck. We're back in a moment. 101.5.
Center. All right, there's an accident on the thruway southbound, just south of exit 19, so watch out there. Also, Route 213 in Ulster County is flooded between Creek Locks Road and DeWitt Lake Road. There's construction going on today on the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. That's blocking one westbound lane till 3. Also, construction on the Taconic both ways till 5. On Route 55 in Poughkeepsie near Haight Avenue, Route 44 in Gardner between Albany Post Road and Farmers Turnpike. On Route 209 in Deer Park, south of Route 211, and on Route 22 in Southeast, north of 684. That's your WPDH Ford, Friendly Ford traffic report for Flag Day, by the way. And it's brought to you by Friendly Ford. Friendly Ford market-based pricing, your key to paying less for your next pre-owned vehicle.
All right, baby, 851. And last night, they started Mike Miller.
They started Mike Miller. So
over who?
Yes, probably Haslam. That would be my guess.
All right.
But I wasn't paying attention to the starting lineup. So I looked up, I saw Miller in the game, and went, I know why he's doing it. He's trying to open up the middle so LeBron and Dwayne can go to the hoop. That's exactly what they did. They did it. So, or it could have been over Ray Allen. Again, I didn't watch the group other than notice that he was on the floor. I'm going, wow, that's bizarre.
Because they were talking about putting Bosch, not Bosch, but LeBron at center. And I'm like, is he scapegoating Bosch in this whole thing?
Well, because Bosch is a four, dude. He's not a five.
Okay.
That's the problem. He may play the five, but he's more suited to play. It's like that David Robinson, Tim Duncan thing back in the day. Now, Tim Duncan has to play center, but he was a much better four when
Power
David
forward.
Robinson. Yeah, he was. I'm sorry. Yes. So last night, the Heat rolled the performances of the big three. James had 33 points and 11 boards. Dwayne Wade had 32 points, and Bosch had a playoff high with 20 points and 13 rebounds, which he hasn't done all pro season.
That was the first game where Miami in these finals had a guy who scored more than 20 points.
Yes, correct.
They had three of them.
So they won 109-93, and I'm telling you, based on the second half, it wasn't that close. Parker's hamstring injury didn't look like he had anything wrong with him in the first half, but in the second half, he did not look like the same guy at all. So I think he was favoring it. He stopped being aggressive. Now the three players, the big three for the Heat, 85 points, which is what the Heat envisioned when they put these guys together. And when they're all clicking, no one's beating them. Plus, defensively, they started most of their offense by playing good defense. The Spurs committed 19 turnovers. And when you get those guys in the open floor when they're stealing stuff, it's just absurd. And just like they had for the last 5 months, after they lose a ball game, they're 12-0 after a defeat. So whether it's preseason, postseason, no matter what the case is, after they lose, they come back, and they come back even better. Now, Wade had, like I said, he had all those points. He also had 6 steals, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. I mean, they played ridiculously. That means now they go back for game 6 in Miami. And they could still win it in 6.
Yeah, but in all likelihood, they're going to go down. They're going to go back 3-2.
Now,
it seems like Spoelstra can't get them to put the same effort out 2 games in a row in this series.
They seem to be the kind of guys that react when they're back.
They react to getting slapped.
Yes. Then they come out and they get pissed off and they play hard.
And then
they're aggressive.
Start thinking, oh, we got these guys.
And you can't because they're too well coached and fundamentally all great ball players.
Yeah, Popovich will make adjustments.
Well, he was out coached last night.
That's a rare thing to say in basketball.
But he was outcoached last night. Then, like real late in the game, the news started happening about a sports bar in Miami.
Yeah, I heard about
where they had 100 people on a deck outside of this. It looked like a hotel, so it was on the water. And right after they scored, late in the fourth quarter, they were all cheering, and the deck just disappeared into the water. 100 people went with it, and apparently the water is only like about 4 feet. But based on everything that was on the patio, you know, there's a bar, there were tables, there were chairs, there's all that, and TVs and stuff, and sound systems, people were having difficulty getting up and out. Coast Guard was called in. Volunteers were jumping in the water to pull people out. Three people are critically injured. 24 went to hospitals. So people are watching a ball game and enjoying it, and all of a sudden the whole thing disappears, which is pretty weird. Yesterday, the Nets introduced Jason Kidd as their new head coach. Apparently, the Billy King, who's the GM, called Mike Krzyzewski, who had Jason on the Olympic team, and said, "What do you think of him as a leader?" And Krzyzewski was he led every day in practice, no matter what his role was, whether he was playing a lot of minutes or not. He was a leader. He's who everybody looked to, and he would help be my guy on the floor. And then they ended up calling Rick Carlisle, who was the Maverick coach the year they won the NBA title. He said the same thing, and they said they just weren't going to let him get away. Now here's the deal: he gets a team that has 49 wins
and fired their coach.
He has a team of older guys who can't be traded because they have huge contracts, and he has a very moody, bitchy, coach-killing point guard who did not play well at all last year. So it's not like he's getting a 49-win team where he's just going to come in and they're going to go to 60. He's got a lot of issues he has to deal with. And I'm told that Brian Shaw, who was the guy who was the second guy they were interviewing, the only way the Nets were going to give him the team over Jason would be if he brought someone as an assistant coach. Who would you guess that would have to be?
Larry Bird.
You're close. Phil Jackson. They say if you put Phil Jackson on your staff, you can have the gig.
Well, that's a non-starter.
I mean, come on. Do you think Phil Jackson's going to come and be somebody's assistant coach? He has a pretty good resume.
It's like Seinfeld being my opening act. It's not going to happen.
But if you could make it happen.
If I could make it happen. If I can make it happen, would I be sitting here?
That's also one of those things that you got Phil Jackson sitting there. They're calling for the other guy to coach the team from day one.
There's a six-game losing streak. Guess what?
You can't have Phil Jackson on the bench anyway.
No, he's not.
I'm sitting there.
He was on the bench as a Knick player. That was the last time he was on the bench and not the focal point.
But I mean, you have perhaps the greatest head coach in NBA history. He can't be sitting with the guy who has the head coach job doesn't stand a chance.
Correct.
I might argue with the greatest coach in NBA history. I might say the luckiest coach in NBA history.
No, dude, he was a tremendous
coach. Yeah, but he's had tremendous players.
He had all
players.
Those superstars that played well together because of him that didn't play well without him. He was the greatest coach in NBA history. The other guy, never mind, let's not get into this argument because I've only got a minute and 30 seconds. last night, a guy by the name of Nate Freeman, who grew up idolizing Mariano Rivera, comes up in the 18th inning with Mariano on the mound. Guy gets an inside fastball on his hands that's running in on him. He gets enough of the barrel out, gets one of those donkey broken bat hits over the infield, and he wins the ball game last night. The A's win an 18 over the Yankees and end up sweeping him, and they're 5-1 against them in the series this year. Now, there were 255 pitches. Each team used 7 pitches. 137 batters came to the plate. The Yankees left runners in scoring position from the 11th inning, 11 guys in extra innings. So it just a horrible thing. I'll talk about that next week. Derek Jeter is now cleared to resume everything from sprinting to running to hitting. He's on his way to the stadium. And yesterday was a pitching duo. I know you probably don't know who Adam Wainwright is, other than he was the closer for the Cardinals that left Carlos Beltran looking at that curveball.
Who could ever forget that?
He was their closer. Well, now he's a starting pitcher. And yesterday he goes against Harvey in a great matchup, and Harvey ends up coming up on the short end. The Cardinals and Wainwright went 2-1. Wainwright is the first guy to win 10 games in the major leagues this year. And there's been a story based on the fact that Ike Davis has gone to Las Vegas. The manager in Las Vegas is Wally Backman. Wally Backman is that guy who
he's the guy who's been the manager in waiting for a while Mets.
But he's done nothing but piss people off in the hierarchy of the Mets organization. Well, he started bragging about he was going to resurrect Ike Davis's career. All the stuff that they were doing at the major league level, he had something better. Those guys don't know what they're doing, and all he did was piss off everybody.
Is Ike Davis hitting now?
No, he's not. But the difference is that yesterday one of the guys from the Daily News went up to one of the people close to the situation in the front office and said, "Listen, based on all this yapping and the fact that everybody's mad at Wally now, what's the chance of him becoming the next manager?" And the guy goes, "There is absolutely zero chance of that guy ever managing the Mets. He's done nothing but piss everybody off. Then, of course, Backman finds out and issues an apology. I'm sorry if I ruffled feathers. If you got an issue with me, you just call me. So even in that, he's picking fights. So if you're a Wally Backman fan, don't look for him anytime soon. Have a great weekend there. You have that Sports Society Numbers Souls.
You have a very happy Father's Day, my friend.
Right back
and
at you.
And, of course, 838-0094 if you want to get in touch with Souls for Wiffle-Palooza or for the gloves or anything else. 838-0094. Opening day, 1 week from today.
Hello.
All right, baby. 920, you're home for rock and roll. 101.5 WPDH. In fact, Gavin Rosenblatt. Now, Gavin, you're...
Davin.
What?
Davin.
Davin. Davin. Davin. I'm sorry.
Davin 3 hours? Davin sounds better. Go with that.
Yeah, who names their kid Davin?
My parents. You want to call them and piss
them
off?
Yeah, you know what? I mean...
we can call them.
Where does Davin come from?
Is you that... really want to know her?
Yeah.
They couldn't... This is true. They couldn't make up their mind between David and Daniel, so they kind of combined it.
So it wasn't like an Anthony thing.
Why did they call you Danid?
What?
Instead of David.
Because that sounds stupider than Davin.
You look like a Danid, though.
Danid.
That's a compliment.
That's like between, or Danid, like between David and Daniel.
I think
Daniel.
You're mispronouncing my name.
Davenport, Connecticut, he was born. That's easier that way.
I'm getting my butt reamed here.
Yes.
Oh, don't isolate that. That was a stupid thing to say on the radio.
Now, you're going to be, of course, your regular podcast, your regular radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Every Tuesday night, you can go to Gavin Comedy.
Davin. Davin. Coop's killing me.
For the rest of my life, dude. Trust me.
Isn't it good that he got that earwax for you?
Hey, you don't know what I'm going to call you if I had that thing.
I have a couple of ideas.
No, but of course, davincomedy.com.
Mm-hmm. Could go to the Davin's Den Facebook page, click like, follow me on Twitter at Davin Comedy. Just, I need friends.
All right, definitely. Yeah, that whole thing about followers. You know what? It's like, I don't want followers. Charles Manson had followers. Hitler had followers.
Yeah, but look at the power he had.
True.
Both.
At least for a while.
Respect.
But he still got power. People still idolize him.
All right, 922.
He's the parole, that's all.
Don't forget, of course, tonight. Boy. Don't forget tonight, of course, Boris will be out from 8 to 10
mm-hmm.
over at Union Station for the Stella Artois party.
I know. He loves that Stella Artois. Who doesn't
love the Stella Artois?
I know. I don't even like beer that much, and I love the Stella Artois.
I've been drinking Stella for years before it was actually, like, available everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew a couple places that sold it. I was like, ah.
Stella.
And there's something about being able to yell, Stella!
When you're drinking beer.
Yeah, that just makes it more fun.
It's, yeah.
And then, of course, she's also going to be out from noon to 2 at the Newburgh Mall tomorrow for the Father's Day Classic Car Show. He's going to have the PDH Wheel of Prizes. You can check out the classic cars, find out who wins Best in Show, and visit the Newburgh Mall for last-minute Father's Day deals at over 50 specialty retailers. You can take one of your rides over there?
57 Chevy, if the sun's out.
Now, and not the
32?
Yeah.
It's running rough. I'm not taking a chance.
Is it really? He's got the coolest, what is it, 32, was it a
32
pickup?
Ford pickup with a dump body, big-ass chrome engine, nice.
Wow.
And the front of it was a custom-made grill. And the guy, who did that for you?
A couple of hillbillies out in the Midwest. They got like three CNC machines.
Is that the name of the business? A couple of hillbillies in the Midwest?
It's catchy, ain't it?
Can we Google them?
I want one of their t-shirts.
No, I saw the picture. They sent a picture of the business, and then that's the only reason I can explain it. They look like inbreds, but they're very talented.
Talented inbreds.
And you don't know how many Billy's friends that's going to be
said. The talent runs in their family.
Oh, that is a sweet ride. Look at this.
But the grill is really cool up front. It's like a spider web and all that. It's really
skulls
neat.
On the bottom. Yeah, come on, real nice.
That's really cool.
And, of course, don't forget, and all the events that we're at this summer, you can pick up your Kiss for the WPDH Kiss the Hog.
Absolutely. Giving away a beautiful Harley Davidson. And we'll be doing that at the end of the summer at Woodstock Harley on Route 28. We're going to have a big hog roast on September 14th to give that away. So all through the summer, wherever you see WPDH, make sure you pick up your Kiss for Kiss the Hog.
And we'll have those 1 week from tonight at our big party for the for the Beer Tour of Belgium as well.
You betcha.
Saw that bike the other day. I was at Woodstock Holly.
It's a beautiful bike, isn't it?
Boris described it the other day as, so I'm not a biker guy, but I'm thinking about taking a lesson to actually own this bike.
I heard him say that, too.
You know what his description is? This is the description. It's black with dark features. That could have been Oprah. He's talking about a bike.
Wow. I don't want to ride her.
Yeah. I would sleep with Oprah.
Would you?
Of course you
wouldn't sleep with Oprah?
Price. Yeah, what's underneath my chair?
And we've got one for you and for you.
Oprah's going out of business. Everything must go.
All right, Bill, you ready?
Yeah, we've all slept with worse, sure.
I hope I've got the right bike theme here.
300,000 volts of electricity.
This bike report brought to you by Minetti, Minetti, and O'Connor. They look out for motorcyclists because other users of the roadway don't. They're here to protect the biker. Top Coat is here to protect your blacktop. For the traction you want and the protection you need Top Coat Seal Coating. Call 877-TOP-COAT for your free estimate. And tell me I sent you. Good morning, Moogoos. How's everybody doing?
Not too bad.
I was over at the...
he knows the lingo.
I pay attention. I was at Minetti, Minetti O'Connor the other day. And I got... I promised two rides to... There's some hotties working up there, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm bringing extra helmets. And no pants. They're both getting rides. But I'll be seal coating the place. That's why I was measuring the parking lots out there, okay? So with that said... Get ready to rumble. It's a Milwaukee vibrator. I guarantee they're going to like the ride. At Rhinebeck this weekend, I'm going to go up there right now. I got a friend that's setting up a booth. Rhinebeck Grands, the Grand National meets Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 to 5. The Antiques Motorcycle Club of America is going to be there. It's $15 for a day pass, $25 for 2 days. Oh, you said $5. Big deal. All right, children under three, free display antique motorcycles, vintage choppers, everything from pre-1960 hot rods get in for free. So anything you come before 1960, you just pull in for nothing, and you display this stuff for the weekend. It's a lot of fun over there. There's a lot of nice stuff all the way back to the Indians back to 1913 or 14, a couple of years. Really nice stuff.
Well, they had a display a few years back when I was up at that one, at this, in the exhibit hall.
Yeah.
That was bikes from, like, every year from, like, 1912 on. So they had a 1912 bike, a 1913, different all the way up. Through to present, you know, almost to present day.
Well, you remember Ted Cycle came in.
Yeah.
He came in with Mrs. Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
As my guest, actually. And
Barbara
McQueen, yeah. He's got Motorcyclopedia Museum over in the old Myron Lumber Building in Newburgh on Route 32 over there. He's got every Indian from 1901 to 50-something, but he's missing one bike out of the entire collection. He's got a lot of movie bikes. He's got the bike from Tron, a lot of... concept bikes and vehicles over there. Pretty cool to check it out. It's a Motorcyclopedia Museum in Newburgh.
And they have the Ball of Death out in front of their place all the time.
Well, Wall of Death, but you were so close.
Yeah, but it's a giant ball.
It is a ball, yeah. So they got one inside and one outside.
These guys get inside the metal ball. Yeah. It's amazing.
I think one of them is actually wood. It's so old. But it's, you know, the old wooden planks bent. But they've got two of them. One down in the basement and one outside in the parking lot. One's from Germany, I think. Both of them are active. So it's really worth checking out. It's a lot of fun over there. You got bike nights. All we got is everything else. If you want to go to pdh.com and then look up Billy the Biker on the website, or I'll just go to Google Billy the Biker and go right to my, what is it called, the blog? Is that computer
window?
Yeah,
blog, yeah.
Yeah, go to that. All right, there's a lot of bike nights on that. The only one I got right in front of me is from, it's Thursdays. It's Vail Wolf, McKenna Fry, VFW Post 170, 1 Violet Avenue in Poughkeepsie, right around the corner on Thursdays. Reminder everybody before the runs, make sure that you ride your papers, your helmets, and all meet requirements, because bikes have been impounded already because of helmet, no DOT helmets, no DOT stickers on the helmet.
So, now, what's the deal with that? Because I've heard guys talking about that.
Communism. Hey, welcome to communism. It's back here. You got to have a DOT sticker on the back. It's got to be approved by DOT. Everything's got to be approved by DOT. So make sure you got it, because they'll snatch your bike if they're in bad mood. So just do the right thing. Be careful. And don't drink and ride. Spill your drink. Heads up for next week, Saturday. I'm sorry, for this week. Saturday, June 15th at 7 p.m. Bishop's Motorcycle Club at the clubhouse on 3 Industry Street in Poughkeepsie. There'll be live music by Direct Drive. We all know them. They've been in here, I think.
Yeah, good guys.
50-50s, raffles, door prizes, food while it lasts. This is for some blood drive. You may, if you have the power to save a life, benefit motorcycles and a New York and a run and a blood drive. June 15th, kickstands up at 10 a.m. The blood drives at noon at the Eagle Nest at James Beard Park in Pleasant Valley. That's pretty close to here. I think it's by the Cadillac dealer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on. It's right off the Taconic.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's the one. Okay,
yeah,
so I got the wrong place.
Right,
yeah.
The bike run starts at Hannaford's parking lot on Route 9W in Highland. That's where I think all the car shows are on a Saturday night. Women in the Wind are going to be there, benefiting a co-founder and a Women in the Wind Catskill Cats chapter. New York Blood Center, Maria Ferrara, Children's Hospital, and Locks for Love. All of that's going to be happening over there. O'Toole's Harley-Davidson is honoring Father's Day with a free bike bikini wash.
Nice.
Now, there's a bikini wash coming out that involves some of the girls I just talked about. I don't know which one they're going to be at, but I have a supply of bikinis also. I got two Band-Aids and a cork. It's going to be beautiful over there. So come out, bring your dirty bikes, and maybe we can scrub them up, all right? Get the girls in. Well, the cork could be for the mouth. It depends how much they talk. You don't know. The ladies of Westboro Hog will be serving up some delicious barbecue. Lots of deals going on all day long. And get Daddy what he really wants. Anything from Harley Davidson. Call my buddy Diggs over at 888-2426. Get over to Westboro. Check it out. This could be a lot of fun. What is this? This is the Early Ford V8 Club of America. Hudson Valley Region presents its fifth annual classic on the Hudson Car Show. 1988 and older only. Going to be Saturday, June 15th. Rain or shine, 9 a.m. to noon. Number to call over that. It's at the riverfront at Marist College. That's around the corner, too. A lot of
college. So you can see the giant head.
Head. You said head. Cool.
Giant head?
Oh, didn't you hear about this a little while back? They found this giant head floating in the Hudson.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so they still have it there?
Yeah. It's like a styrofoam. It's huge. I mean, it's like
how did they miss such a large head?
It's like a stage prop or something like
that.
Oh. They don't know where it came from.
No.
There's been speculation that it was part of a New Orleans float that maybe when Katrina hit, it got washed up into the Gulf Stream and then made its way all the way up. Because the Hudson's not a river. It's a tidal estuary.
Of course.
So, if something was down in that New York Harbor, it would pull it up.
You're a very wise man.
Oh, you don't even know.
Well, yeah, but
and when he's not, he sounds like he is.
He does. It's the big ones. Has anybody checked the Statue of Liberty? Maybe see how smart I am? That's right. Shut up. 222, call 222-5275 for more information on that run, okay? As Schultes is putting CDs in his pocket over there. What a douche. Dutchess County Airport, first annual Wheels and Wings Car Show, June 15th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Registrations that starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. All proceeds go to veterans and military organizations. Accepting donations for non-perishable foods. Hey, Rich, help me.
Help me with this pronunciation.
Non-perishable foods. For Castle Point Food Pantry. Music by DB Mobile DJ Services Food. By the Hackensack Fire Department, 50-50 silent auctions, goodie bags, all kinds of awards, vehicles, welcomes, no cutoff years, just bring everything you got. All right, go with my buddy Lloyd at 845-463-1302 and check that out. And mention Thrown Together. Thrown Together is at Junior's Lounge in Poughkeepsie tonight at 504 Salt Point Turnpike.
Love that place.
That's pretty close too, right? Haven't been there
yet. Right around the corner from me.
8 to midnight tonight. You got a bunch of car shows. I'm just going to break them down. Monday's the Dutchess Cruises up at the Smokehouse in Bombers, which I belong to. It's every Tuesday night cruise at the Taconic. Wednesday night at the 44 Diner down the street over here. Everything's right down the street here. The second Wednesday of the month. Thursday's the Classic Cruises over at the 84 Diner. Friday night's at Pizzeria Uno's by me in Central Valley. And the Saturday night cruises over in New Windsor. This week is going to be Tri-Five, 5, 55, 6, and 7. At the Valesgate Price Chopper parking lot by Dunkin' Donuts. So I'll see you over there, maybe.
I'll be doing
both of them.
Is that the end?
Why? You impatient?
No, your report's brought to you by our friends at Minetti and O'Connor. They look out for motorcyclists because other users of the roadway don't.
Thanks, Billy.
Very true.
Thanks, Billy. You did a really wonderful
great job.
Great job
today.
Yeah,
all right, 9:34.
Hello, Professor.
All right, baby. Home of rock and roll. 101.5 WPDH. Go ahead, Robin.
This portion of the show brought to you by Swim King Pools, your one-stop shop in Kerhonkson, Kingston, and LaGrangeville.
Now, I was just talking with Davin Rosenblatt, our friend who's a comic, and I didn't realize you're from Warwick.
Yes, sir.
Want to say hey to the folks down at Applefest? Love the Warwick
Applefest. On behalf of the folks down at Applefest, hello to you back.
Warwick, great town. Love it down there.
Certainly is.
And so,
Warwick is a nice town.
We were just running through. We've got some really good comics in this area. You know, I'll put Schultes in that mix.
I'm a big fan of Rich Schultes.
I'm a big fan of Rich Schultes too.
When you guys talk, I don't know if it's a compliment or you're just backhand.
Coop's compliments are because Coop's. Okay. This is how Coop says how much he likes Rich. If you told me 5 years ago I would think he was this good a comic, I would have said you're crazy.
Well, no, but exactly.
Years ago that I would have liked this guy.
I respect the hell out of how hard Rich has worked at what he does.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people like at his craft.
But it's not really. Let's face it, it's not a craft.
But wait, I'm a little offended by what you said because think about it. Coop puts you on his morning show regularly, and since I've met you, I've started hiring you regularly.
That's right.
So obviously, you know we think highly of you. Otherwise, why would we want to be with you for your sparkling personality?
There's something. There's something about a buffoon on the radio.
Mine. He's right next to me, Joe Curry.
We don't even give him a microphone. You're a buffoon.
Hi. Maybe next time, Joe, you'll work your way up to a mic.
Yeah. You have to get your pronunciation better before you're allowed your diction and so forth on the air. Yes, like I have mastered.
All right. We've got Mark Vieira, who's down Washingtonville way. We got Tommy Briscoe over in Cornwall. Bill Keller, very funny guy out of Middletown. You know, that's five bona fide headliners.
It's a great area.
And a lot of really good comics.
And these new guys coming up, I got to tell you, I worked with Anthony Tarabella other day.
Yeah, he's like 17 or 14, 16.
And he came 14. Down, he did a great job. We worked with Jody Lee and Dave.
Love Jody.
Sazik.
Yeah.
Yep. Sazik's a good young impressionist.
No, actually, Joe and I actually judged a contest that both those guys were in. They did a great job.
Steve Reichenberg.
Thank you for switching the mic to me. Thank you very much.
I always get his name wrong, but I love Steve.
Triffalo,
very funny guy.
Gene Triffalo,
funny guy.
So, I've only spoken to Gene a couple times. We haven't worked together. I hear good things about him.
Well,
he's got one of my favorite jokes. He goes, you know, some people go work out at Planet Fitness. I work out at Planet Wings.
I think it's a very good hysterical joke.
He's one of those guys who started out doing a fat act routine and then grew into his act. He literally grew into his act. Yeah, I never see anything. I used to go, Gene, you're not heavy enough for these jokes. He is now.
It's dedication to the craft.
Indeed. Is a craft table.
Plan for the future. This portion of the show brought to you by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
And 471 WPDH, we have ice skating passes for you for What Have We Learned.
I can't believe it's like almost time for What Have We Learned already.
Yep, we're going to do it when we get back. Hang around, 101.5. WPDH, waking up with Coop and Robin. Good morning. 101.